information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Howard.
And we're your hosts of Real Estate Radio.
We talk about what's new in real estate and answer your questions about buying and selling.
Buying and selling a home is the biggest financial investment you will ever make.
Whether it's your first home or your last, or you're facing foreclosure, Real Estate Radio is the show for you.
Listen for Howard's help.
And Angela's advice.
And hot property picks in Northeast Florida.
Tune in and call in to Real Estate Radio every Saturday at 9 a.m.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, Talk Radio. WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Expect some delays on the north side because of a crash on the West Beltway on I-295 northbound at I-95. Also, there's another accident on I-10 heading west at the ramp to Chafee Road on the west side, and another accident on the East Beltway on 295 northbound at Alta Drive. Mostly cloudy tonight. Expect a low 59. Tuesday, more clouds and warm with a high up to 83.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I don't know if you have to change that line. Sometimes you just can't make sense of it, can you? The last 3.5 years, it has been challenging now and again. But I know somebody who's made a living out of making sense out of crazy people, and he's rather good at it. He is media reporter and columnist with The Hill, one of those TV talking head types. But he's one of the better ones. He is Joe Concha. Follow him on Twitter at Joe Concha TV. My friend, are you there?
I am here, Sebastian. I just realized that I would be unemployed if there were no more crazy people, particularly in media. So it's kind of an unsettling thought because I got kids. You know
hey,
what I mean?
Joe, we're not going to run out of crazy people, okay? I mean, you did see right. Joaquin Phoenix yesterday, right?
What's that?
You did see Joaquin Phoenix at the Oscars yesterday, right?
I did see the Joker. Yes, yes.
Milk comes from cows. Oh no! It's
yeah, that was
shock horror.
On the swallow, I know. Brad Pitt was worse, though. You know, I'm getting more speaking time now than John Bolton ever did. I mean, you realize now, of course, the ratings come out, and 23 million people watched, and you're like, oh, that's a lot. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
The lowest in history.
All right, this is stunning. This is the second time that this has happened today. We don't rehearse these things, and we've had a Vulcan mind meld. You mentioned Brad Pitt. And we actually have exactly that audio that I wanted to play for you. This is, for those who missed the snooze fest of virtue signaling that was the Oscars, this is Brad Pitt, who gets paid to put makeup on and pretend to be somebody else, talking to us about impeachment. This is Brad Pitt, cut 8.
Thank you to the Academy for this honor of honors. They told me I only have 45 seconds up here, which is 45 seconds more than the Senate gave John Bolton this week.
Who cares?
How many times do you think he rehearsed that in the mirror?
Yeah.
8 or 9.
Right. And right? Who cares? I mean, after, what was it? I think, Eric, you found the article for me. I don't have it in front of me. We had, what was it, 30 hours of witness testimony in the House. But I guess, well, it doesn't make Brad Pitt happy, so the world should stop, shouldn't it, Joe Concha?
It's amazing when you look at the president's poll numbers, when you compare them to October, right before impeachment began, he's gone up and galloped 10 points while being impeached. So that tells you what right. people thought about this whole process. You know, maybe they think, oh, well, Trump did, I guess, wasn't right, but it wasn't something you remove a president over, right? And it's just now at the point where you see the boomerang effect, where the president probably had his best week. And that's not me saying that. That's Bill Maher
right.
saying that. And Democrats had probably their worst with that debacle in Iowa. And it's just such a juxtaposition now where you see the results that this president is getting in terms of all the things that are getting done as far as the USMCA, that great jobs report. He's killing more Al-Qaeda leaders. And you go down the line, it's going to be very tough for him to be beaten in November, particularly when you consider the alternative is having some real problems right now.
But, Joe, your counterpart, and I hate saying that, but your media commentating counterpart at CNN, Brian Kortunik-Stelter, said everyone had a hard week last week.
Yes, yes. Oh, boy, where they're just looking for a good night's sleep, right? And both sides just said, no, actually, that's inaccurate. That's not anything new for my counterpart. I think that Greg Gutfeld said it best. He said that the president now has not the wind at his back. He has a Category 5 hurricane at his back. And we're seeing it now. What are we, 270 days, 265
266 days left. Yep, 266 days left.
You got like a board in there or something?
We have a very high-tech piece of paper that is scotch taped to the window of my engineer, and every day he changes it. He takes it down and he writes another number, and I hope it's the right number. I mean, we are on the cutting edge. We are using algorithms and Sharpie pens. Joe Concha is with us. Follow him right now, Joe Concha TV. One more audio I have to get your reaction to, because I need to know if this is the beginning of the end for left-wing media. This is none other than Chris Matthews, who worked for a Democrat on Capitol Hill and then was a speechwriter for another Democrat called Jimmy Carter, and he got a little bit salty, a little bit testy during the debate, and this is what he had to say about Bernie Sanders. Chris Matthews, Cut 9.
The issue of this campaign, it is that word socialism. Some people like it. Younger people like it. Those of us like me who grew up in the Cold War and saw some aspects of it after visiting places like Vietnam, like I have, and seeing countries like Cuba being there, I've seen what socialism is like. I don't like it. Okay? It's not only not free, it doesn't freaking work.
Now, this is a man who said he got a tingly feeling down his leg when Barack Obama was elected president. What does this indicate if he's not happy that Bernie is leading and socialism is bad? What does this portend for the Democrats, Joe?
The establishment media Democrats, and that would be Chris Matthews, who's been around forever, had the longest, he's hosted a show longer on MSNBC than anybody, or James Carville, right, who ran the President Clinton's campaign in 1992 and was responsible for it, so the economy is stupid. Even he has been going off, he's been appearing on CNN lately, saying that the Democrats have gone so far off the radar that you don't even know where they are anymore, and they've, quote, lost their minds as far as what they're looking at. But the best part about the Chris Matthews clip was when he went on to say that there's going to be executions in Central Park.
Yes, and I'm going to be the first person. Yes, right, because everybody wants to take Chris Matthews out because he's such a danger, right?
Yeah, but that's how afraid they are now at this point in terms of, like, they look at the Biden, what I guess was supposed to be the so-called moderate candidate that would take back those states that the president won in 2016, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Ohio. And now, obviously, you see that he is just, and I've said this from the beginning, you probably have too, he's an inept candidate. He's run for president three times. He's yet to win a caucus or a primary. Right. So where's this great candidate? So he's done. It's probably going to come down to Buttigieg and Sanders, which, boy, can you find a more generational
That's incredible.
That?
Wow, what a thought. What a thought,
yeah.
Bernie.
And then Bloomberg, though, I got my money on Sebastian. I got to be honest with you. I mean, I think that he has the money. He has, you know, and he's the most sane, for lack of a better term, relatively, when you compare him to the other candidates. I think ultimately he's going to be the nominee in a broker convention, which will just be anarchy, because you think the AOCs of the world and that wing of the party is going to embrace a white businessman, a billionaire, being their nominee. No, I don't think so.
But where will his fruit box be? Will he be standing on an apple crate? We don't know. We're talking to Joe Concha. Joe, last thing I want to play for you. Let's have a little bit of fun. Let's have something that amuses us. You've seen this because it is totally, utterly viral. When I saw it, man, it made my Sunday. This is somebody with a degree in economics. Yes, she has a degree in economics.
She does, BU. Mm-hmm.
Yes, BU. And she is another acronym, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We have a video of her that she posted about that great economist, Milton Keynes. Play video.
It's funny you asked this, because I was just reading today about how Milton Keynes, a famous economist back in the day, predicted that by 2030, U.S. GDP would grow 6 to 8 times what it is, which would allow for everyday people to work 15 hours a week.
Well, let's ignore the 15 hours a week thing for a second. So I grew up in the U.K. Milton Keynes is a place in the U.K. It is the butt of many, many jokes. Milton Keynes is deemed to be a rather unsexy part of the United Kingdom. But now it's a famous economist. Joe Concha, are people on the left immune from making mistakes? Will they forever be given cover by the fake news industrial complex?
let's put it this way. Let's say, like, Kellyanne Conway said something like that.
Oh, right? It would be on CNN,
right? And you'd have Jim Acosta, like, chaining himself to the White House fence, demanding that somebody apologize for this horror. She could have meant, you know, Milton Bradley, of course. Because, look, this is the same person. When they asked her, they said, well, look, the economy's going really well right now, and unemployment's at an all-time low. What do you attribute that to? She says, well, unemployment is low because people are working two jobs. Which isn't the way, you know, unemployment works. It's not like if you work, the more jobs you work, the more numbers come down. It's per person, not per job. But regardless, she is now the face of Bernie Sanders, right? Because she is her his number one surrogate. He said he would hire her into his administration, would name her to a cabinet position, Treasury perhaps, if he wins. And that's why the president, I think, ultimately would love a matchup against Bernie Sanders more than anybody else, because it's a very broad stroke kind of thing, and he's a broad stroke guy. You work for him, where he just says, hey, this is capitalism versus socialism. Which do you choose? And that's a pretty easy argument to make, particularly when you've got the economy going the way it is right now, Sebastian.
I think this is the last piece of evidence, and we've only got 30 seconds left with Joe Contra, Joe Contra TV on Twitter. There's no master plan of Blofeld-like, completely, you know, genius, Mensa-level individuals. These people really are not as clever as they think they are. Thoughts?
I think they live in a Twitter world, Sebastian, right? Where, you know, they get a lot of likes and they get a lot of retweets from the same people and they think that they're having an impact. And as we're seeing, Twitter is not real life.
What?
That's the bottom line. I know.
Mr. Media said Twitter is not real life. Shock,
it's not.
Horror. I will recover eventually, but...
on there a lot. So am I. So I'm a complete hypocrite. What am I saying?
Milton Keynes is still a place in the UK. Oh my gosh, I just checked my tweet. I'm going to retweet it. I've got 11,000 likes for my comments on AOC's video. That's almost as good as Joe Concha. Follow him right now on Twitter at Joe Concha TV. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Stay on the line, Joe. I've got to ask you a question offline. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Back with one of my favorite YouTubers out there, a true phenomena. Wherever you are, wherever you're doing, don't touch that dial.
Hey, I heard you need some work done on your house. Here's somebody I like.
Ooh, thanks.
Wait, what are you doing?
I am verifying your recommendation on Angie's List.
My word's not enough?
I just like to get hundreds of second opinions.
Finding a qualified person is easy. Just check Angie's List. After all, we have info on more pros than just about anybody. Say you heard about a good electrician. We have reviews on them and thousands more, plus ratings, photos, even special offers. Find exactly what you're looking for at AngiesList.com.
Look no further than the Iowa caucus debacle for an example of a system set up to run smoothly, but when one unexpected variable goes wrong, the result is utter chaos. For the U.S. economy, the spread of the coronavirus looks like the most logical impending threat to create chaos and potentially destabilize the economy in the months to come. That's a devastating risk if you're heavy in stocks with no safeguard. Wise investors know to hedge against stock market collapse by utilizing physical precious metals. Noble Gold is a leader in this conservative financial strategy, offering extensive education, patient counsel, and expert guidance by phone. Whether you're a new collector of rare coins or a seasoned investor looking to diversify your portfolio, there's an analyst waiting to talk to you and provide you with a free gold investor's guide. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to learn more or call 877-646-5347 right now. That's 877-646-5347. Dial now.
Billionaires hijacking the Democratic Party. You know them. George Soros, Tom Steyer, and Bloomberg, who will spend $2 billion to buy the White House. Every night this week, Newsmax TV's Greg Kelly rips the lid off their secret agendas and plans to stop Trump. Don't miss Greg Kelly Reports at 7 p.m. Eastern tonight. Get Newsmax TV on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Fios, Uverse, Optimum, Spectrum, Cox, Suddenlink, and more. Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Expect delays because of an accident on the West Beltway on I-295 northbound at I-95 on the north side. Also, there's some delays on the west side because of an accident I-10 westbound at the ramp to Chafee Road, blocking the off-ramp right lane, and congestion on the East Beltway 295 southbound near Bay Meadows Road. Mostly cloudy tonight. Expect a low 59. Tuesday, more clouds and warm with a high up to 83.
So I woke up on a desolate, windswept hilltop, my clothes splattered with a combination of kebab sauce and someone else's blood, when a thought occurred to me. I really ought to review The Mandalorian. Now, this isn't as easy as you might think, because Disney Plus doesn't even launch here in the UK until March, and there was only one sensible solution to this conundrum. Can you believe I had to fly back and forth to the United States each week and fire up my totally legit Disney Plus subscription just so I could watch each new episode? Yeah, well, that's what happened. Don't ask me any specific questions about it.
Don't worry, guys, you've not tuned into the wrong show. This is still America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist of President Donald Trump and host of the newest national show across the nation on more than 200 stations and all platforms, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, and also Instagram TV after the show airs. And that little clip was from, well, somebody who I just think is one of the best YouTube producers out there. I'm a complete geek when it comes to movies, especially science fiction. I love YouTube. And this man is a true find. He goes by the nom de guerre of the critical drinker. However, he has a real name. He is an author of a series of very successful books. He's called Will Jordan. Will Jordan, a.k.a. Critical Drinker, welcome to America First.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on the show.
Now, I'm going to get everybody who's listening to check out your videos. Go to The Critical Drinker on YouTube, because if you are into movies, if you're into science fiction, but fed up of political correctness, whether it's reviewing, skewering Doctor Who, whether it's doing an analysis of how political correctness has infected the new Star Trek product, Picard, or The Mandalorian, this is the man to follow. So first things first, Will Jordan, how did you get into this business? Why did you start a YouTube channel? And tell us a little bit about who the Critical Drinker is.
Sure. Well, the Critical Drinker is like my alter ego. It's me at my worst. So he's
kebab sauce and all, right?
Kebab sauce and all, yeah. He's the kind of character that allows you to, like, say exactly what's on your mind and not really, not worry too much about the consequences. And it's very liberating to be able to do that. But in terms of how I created that and how I started off with the YouTube channel, it was something I'd always had a little bit of an interest in. I tinkered with it occasionally, just putting together little videos and trying my hand at editing. But it was last year, I think, that I started to get into it more seriously, because I started to notice that, you know, movies and TV shows and so on, they're all becoming a little bit bland and they're becoming a bit safe. And you know, not particularly entertaining anymore. And I really wanted to tackle the reasons why that was. And so, you know, I started to come up with this channel of looking at movies and how they've become, taken down by fear of offending anyone. And so everything becomes very sanitized. And my intention was just to poke fun of that a little bit and show how it can go wrong. And people really seem to latch onto that, and they really seem to appreciate it. And before I knew it, I had, 50,000, then 100,000, and then 300,000 subscribers. So it really seems to have tapped into something, and it seems to have given a bit of a voice to people who feel the same way.
Well, if you've only grown that in just over a year, that is very, very impressive. The channel on YouTube is called The Critical Drinker. You can also follow him on Twitter, TheCriticalDRI2. TheCriticalDRI2, and also support this man on Patreon. He's also the author of a series of very successful books that you can check out at Amazon under the name Will Jordan. Will, this is absolutely necessary, whether it's the intersectionality being injected into Doctor Who, whether it's the social justice movement perverting the latest Star Trek product. However, and let me ask you this, outside of your critical drinker persona, isn't there a glimmer that something positive is happening in media? Let's ignore for a second what happened yesterday with the Academy Awards. But when you've got Dave Chappelle creating one of the most successful stand-up routines that crushed the SJW narrative, and then you have Ricky Gervais skewering the self-importance of actors, directors, and producers, are you seeing a glimmer, a silver lining in the insanity that we've witnessed coming out of Hollywood of late?
I think so, definitely. It's been a slow process, but like as you say, guys like Dave Chappelle and Ricky Gervais are kind of leading the charge here, and I think it's reached that tipping point where people have just said, okay, enough. You know, it's fine to indulge it up to a point because, you know, people do put up with a certain amount of this. But then they get to that point where they just say, right, I can't take this anymore. You've ruined so many franchises. You've ruined so many movies. I think we're now starting to see that kind of turning point. When you've had a number of high-profile movies that have failed spectacularly, whether it's Terminator Dark Fate, whether it's the Star Wars movies, whether it's things like Charlie's Angels. The movie I'm just reviewing at the moment is Birds of Prey. That's on track to flop as well. You know, they've all got something in common. They're all, you know, trying to push these politics into their stories, and it just doesn't work. And, you know, you can have all the positive press you like, but ultimately you can't force people to go to the cinema and pay for the film, and that's what's happening now. I think we're starting to see that turning point.
We're talking to Will Jordan. He is The Critical Drinker on YouTube. In the couple of minutes we have left in this segment with you, Will, talk to us about what happened. Because I grew up, I think you're a little bit younger than me. I was 7 years old when Star Wars came out. As far as I'm concerned, they've destroyed that film franchise. What's The Critical Drinker's explanation for what happened to that cash cow?
Man, where do you begin? I think the problem started when George Lucas sold Lucasfilm over to Disney, and he left someone called Kathleen Kennedy in place to run the show for him. And I think Kathleen seems to be very much into the social justice and the politics, and she very much had a message she wanted to inject into these new Star Wars movies, and she saw to it that was done. Now, I think she kind of pulled the wool over people's eyes with the first movie, The Force Awakens, because it was a little bit more subtle, and the movie, you know, hit all the right notes for nostalgia, and people just kind of, they accepted it, even if they noticed something slightly off. But then you get something like The Last Jedi that just goes way over the score with all of that stuff. And again, within the Star Wars universe, I think that was the tipping point. That's where you take a movie that disrespects all the old characters, that disrespects any character that happens to be male in it, for example. And that's where people just said, right, this is ridiculous. You can't do this to Star Wars. And as a result, you know, the next one, Solo, that flopped.
Right.
And Rise of Skywalker failed to really take off either. So it's created so much bad blood amongst the fans of these movies. And that's the real shame here. You know, there's people that really love these films. And, they've just been completely turned off them. So I feel bad for so many people involved in this.
It was that moment for me when she stood there with her female colleagues, everybody wearing the same T-shirt, like they were in some kind of commune that said, the force is feminine. They don't even realize how sexist they are. We're talking to Will Jordan, a.k.a. The Critical Drinker. Check out his books at Amazon.com. Ghost Target, Shadow Conflict, Downfall, series of excellent books. And follow him right now, The Critical Drinker on YouTube and The Critical DRI2 on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Back with none other than The Critical Drinker. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg's presidential campaigns have filed requests for a partial re-canvass of the results of Iowa's Democratic caucuses. The Sanders campaign cited mathematical errors and inconsistencies in more than two dozen caucus locations that it says would change the results if amended. The Iowa Democratic Party says the Buttigieg campaign requested a check on results in 66 precincts. Current results show Buttigieg with a razor-thin lead over Sanders. Four members of the Chinese military have been charged with breaking into the computer networks of the Equifax credit reporting agency and stealing personal information of tens of millions of Americans. Law enforcement officials say the four are also accused of stealing the company's trade secrets. On Wall Street, the Dow by 174 points. The NASDAQ rose 107. The S&P advanced 24. This is SRN News.
Christians in America who love God are under siege. Learn how to navigate the tumultuous terrain of a godless culture with a brand new book from Dr. Robert Jeffress called Courageous, 10 Strategies for Thriving in a Hostile World. It's his boldest book yet. When your faith is under attack, when you're tempted to just follow the crowd, these 10 strategies will ignite a fresh fire and bright hope for facing life with confidence. Get your copy of Courageous by Dr. Robert Jeffress wherever books or ebooks are sold.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day, no garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good afternoon, I'm Jerry Lateman. Police say two teenagers found dead in Ponte Vedra Beach were victims of an apparent murder-suicide. The young men discovered in a bedroom of a home on Solano K Circle around 1:30 on Sunday morning. They were 17 and 18 years old. The police investigation is ongoing there. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission warning about an invasive species that could be deadly for your pets. The cane toad has been making its way up the state for the past few years, and the Fish and Wildlife Commission says it could potentially be this far north this spring. The toad has a slimy skin that oozes something called bufotoxin, which can quickly kill dogs and cats and can make people sick, too. There's more on the cane frog and other invasive species on the Florida Fish and Game Commission website. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
No active accidents, but there are some major delays because of a broken-down vehicle on the East Beltway on I-295 southbound at the Dames Point Bridge, blocking the right lane. Also, there's another disabled vehicle on I-95 northbound at the ramp from Dunn Avenue and Bush Drive on the north side. Mostly cloudy tonight, expect a low 59. Tuesday, more clouds and warm with a high up to 83.
Thank you to the Academy for this honor of honors. They told me I only have 45 seconds up here, which is 45 seconds more than the Senate gave John Bolton this week.
That was Brad Pitt last night at the Oscars. One of the great pleasures of having my own national radio show is the fact that I can have great guests, such as the president's son, Donald Trump Jr. I can have the minority leader of the House, Kevin McCarthy, my good buddy, Andrew Klavan, and then I can introduce my American friends to new guests that they must be familiar with. That is exactly what we're doing right now with Will Jordan, author and fabulous YouTuber. He goes under the nom de plume of The Critical Drinker and is producing some of the best content out there on movies and reviewing movies and just pushing back on the insanity of political correctness. Will Jordan, welcome back to America First. Did you catch the Oscars yesterday?
No, I made a point of not watching it because, honestly, it's some of the most self-indulgent nonsense I think I've ever seen on TV. I couldn't bring myself to watch hours of that.
So you don't think it's weird to have people who are arriving in limousines, having little canapés with caviar, give us quotes from the podium from Karl Marx saying, "Workers of the world unite"? You don't think that's a bit weird, Will Jordan?
That doesn't surprise me one bit, honestly. I think Ricky Gervais summed it up perfectly when he's like, "Look, none of you people are in any position to lecture like day-to-day working class folks about how they should live their lives. You're completely disconnected from reality."
Right.
So I think that's just further proof of that, really.
Well, we just had Brad Pitt tell us, "Oh no, that there should have been an extension to the impeachment trial, and a Hollywood actor who gets paid for pretending to be other people is so salty that John Bolton didn't get to testify. Sorry, Brad, but this isn't a dictatorship. It's called a republic for a reason, and we sticked to the rules. We stuck to the rules, and the Democrats lost." At the end of the day, I hope you keep doing what you do as a critical drinker, and your books continue to flourish on Amazon. It's Will Jordan. The YouTube channel is The Critical Drinker. But at the end of the day, what's the solution, Will? Are we just going to see, will market forces eventually right? Because at the end of the day, isn't that the answer? We can't change the way that art is created externally. But when people don't go to see movies, is that when political correctness will eventually die?
I think so. I mean, ultimately, Hollywood studios are a business. They're there to make money. And as much as they might, pretend to love a certain ideology or whatever, it only goes as far as that bottom line profit and loss statement. And when they're consistently losing money because people don't like what they're putting out, they'll have no option but to change. That's the ultimate force is capitalism when it comes to this sort of thing. So, I think that's what's going to define what they do. And the more movies that fail, the more they'll realize the mistakes they're making. So,
but it's going to take a while, isn't it? What is the critical drinker's prediction for the point at which sanity returns to the media world?
Well, I always said, certainly in last year, that the last big Star Wars movies was going to be a real watershed for this kind of thing. If it failed spectacularly, then that would be pretty much the highest profile example that you can have of this stuff doesn't work. And it kind of has failed. And I think we're seeing other movies failing in a smaller way. Like I say, Birds of Prey is out now. That's probably going to be a flop. It'll be interesting to see if some of the new upcoming Marvel movies also fail. And I think you're going to see this gradual change over the next couple of years, I would think. Like you say, it's not a quick process, but they eventually will learn because they'll have no choice.
Well, as long as you keep doing what you do, it'll happen quicker rather than slower. He is one of my favorite YouTube producers out there. Follow him right now. Will Jordan, he is under the channel The Critical Drinker. Thanks for joining us today. Keep doing what you do. And also check out his superb books, especially Sacrifice and Redemption, at Amazon.com under the authorship of Will Jordan. I'm Sebastian Gorka. If you like this, if you want more long-form interviews and access to our show, behind-the-scenes content, go to my website, sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com, and join my cabinet today. Just click on Gorka's cabinet logo right there, and you will join our exclusive subscription service with this show, all 3 hours without commercial breaks, behind-the-scenes, long-form interviews, my take on the real news behind the fake news industrial complex, and so, so much more. $59.95 for the whole year. Join my cabinet today. Gorka's cabinet. Just go to to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Back to your calls here on America First. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That is 833-334-6752. We are broadcasting from the relieffactor.com studios. If you have daily aches, daily pain that is not going away, can I give you a solution? If you've tried prescription painkillers, over-the-counter painkillers, those noxious, stinky salves and ointments, I give you a fourth option that is not a synthetic painkiller that masks the pain, but something that's natural, has no negative side effects, and actually attacks the cause of the pain, which is the inflammation. It's called Relief Factor, and I don't need a script. I don't need talking points to talk about this product because I live it. I started taking it when we launched this show 13 months ago because of my lower back pain, and I am now 14 months pain-free. That is the experience of tens of thousands of Americans. See their video testimonials at relieffactor.com and then find out if it could work for you like it works for me and them by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it in the morning and the evening, as do I, by the end of 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me. Like the president says at all his rallies, what have you got to lose? $19.95. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. You deserve it. You're worth it. Back to your calls here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. Don't touch that dial. Impeachment, gun confiscation, abortion, open borders. This is the future the left is planning for you, and it's funded by major cell phone corporations. You don't even realize that you're funding the machine trying to destroy our Constitution, our values, and our country every time you use your phone. The big cell phone companies partner with the left. But who's partnering with you? Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is mobilizing freedom with every call you make. Patriot Mobile is the only company protecting the Constitution with every call you make by donating a portion of your bill to conservative causes. Recently, they supported the sanctity of life at the March for Life. All plans include unlimited talk and text, reliable nationwide coverage, and no hidden fees. Don't wait to support your values. Go now to patriotmobile.com/Gorka. Patriot Mobile will waive all activation fees, plus get you a free gift. Call their U.S.-based team at 877-367-7524 and talk to someone that shares your values. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
They came from every corner of the country, from small towns and big cities. But they all shared one thing in common. They belonged to a family called Marines. A tough and determined few dedicated to protecting everything we hold sacred. And still, they come. Celebrate the history of those proud few who have earned the title Marine.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's delays because of a crash on I-95 southbound at the ramp to Emerson Street. Also, there's a broken down vehicle on the East Beltway on I-295 southbound at the south end of the Dames Point Bridge. And there's congestion on the West Beltway 295 northbound approaching the Buckman Bridge. Mostly cloudy tonight. Expect a low 59. Tuesday, more clouds and warm with a high up to 83.
Antidote to fake news, America First.
Not your average Monday. Totally not just guest packed, but news packed. One of the biggest pieces of news is this incredible anti-corruption, anti-waste budget the president's team has released today. And none better to discuss it with us than the acting director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service and also acting deputy secretary of Homeland Security, our friend of this show, former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. Ken, welcome to America First.
Always good to be with you.
Can you tell us how does... I've gone through some of the incredible things, the fighting the pork, the fighting the waste that this new budget has outlined already. Can you tell us how it affects your job and the job of all the great guys and gals who are working at DHS to protect our country?
Well, it keeps us basically level, so we're not... You're not seeing any big expansion here, all while we continue to focus more and more of our effort on barring illegal immigration with all the threats it brings to the United States. So, the president's priorities every additional year he's in office get advanced farther and farther. And there are some things, you don't just turn on a dime if yes. It's a battleship. And so it takes a while to make some of the system changes that the president's been working on, but they've been showing results. I mean, you look at the last year on the border after reaching epic crisis levels in May, for 8 months in a row, we brought those numbers down. We're now headed into the illegal immigration season again, so it's going to be challenging, but you don't see overcrowded detention anymore. You don't see a lot of things that the media wanted to play before because the president's budget priorities and the implementation of them by those of us he's put here have accomplished the goals he set out to accomplish. And we're still at crisis level numbers, and yet you don't really hear much about it.
No, follow this man. He is on his new Twitter account at Homeland Ken. What are the most common misunderstood facts about what it is the president, his team, and DHS is doing? What kinds of things? Because we broadcast across the nation from Los Angeles to D.C. to New York, you name it. What kinds of things do you find are least understood and should be known by the American people?
Well, that's actually a tough question, Sebastian. I mean, you and I have talked a lot about the immigration front, but some of the lesser known things are the incredible job the Coast Guard does.
Yes.
They face off with the Russians and the Chinese in the Arctic with, by the way, one icebreaker.
Yeah, it's shocking. It's shocking.
And we're working on that. But they're all over the world. They're in the Middle East conflict, they being the Coast Guard. They have abilities with their ships that the Navy doesn't have ships like theirs. And so they complement what the Navy does. The Navy keeps requesting their support. And it's a great partnership. They're in the Middle East. They're in the Far East, over in the near China, and doing a force projection there in the Spratlys and other things that are obviously very contentious. So that's one of the definitely lesser known aspects of the Department of Homeland Security, is all the good work the Coast Guard does. And last year, when we had that immigration rush, the first place we got medical support was all the corpsmen from the Coast Guard.
Right, absolutely. In regards to how politicized the debate on the border, securing the border, has become, building the wall, not building the wall, can you share with our listeners what it does to the men and women who wear the uniform, put on the vest, carry the badge and the gun every day, when you have individuals on Capitol Hill who compare their establishments to concentration camps, call them Nazis, and call for the disbandment of organizations like ICE and DHS? What does that do to the average American?
We had two ICE agents assaulted last week doing a removal in New York. And just because New York doesn't want us there means we're going to stop doing our job. And these are officers putting themselves on the line for you, me, and every other American. And they get assaulted. They're surrounded by a crowd. Now, they subdued their the quarry, but they had a third party jumping in and literally physically beating on officers and shot fired, taser used. This is dangerous stuff, and it is not acceptable for people in Congress or anywhere else to suggest there's some kind of a lesser value to ICE law enforcement officers. These are, again, professionals putting their lives on the line to keep the rest of us safe and implement the laws that Congress passed. So those very congressmen you're talking about have the power to change these laws, and yet they don't. What they do in this budget process is they try to starve the president's ability to enforce the law. They try to deprive ICE of the detention beds it needs to actually do its job. And you see that play out in the budget contest as well.
So now we have this new budget proposal. Can you give us your priority or the DHS, the presidential priority for what happens next? Is it closing the loopholes? Is it personnel? What is going to be the next burning issue for you guys who are holding the line?
Well, on the budget front, we look to close the loopholes through legislation. That's not a budget effort. There are things that congressmen constantly try to do through the budget. They put what are called riders, so they say, Well, you can spend this money if you do these 12 things I want you to do.
Right.
And, often not good policy. And so that won't happen in the budget. We'll fight that off. The president fights that off. But we'll keep going back to Congress. But I don't know that with this Congress, we're going to get help closing those loopholes. We haven't had that help. That's why we've been passing rule and regulation after rule and regulation at the direction of the president, whether it's the public charge rule, which requires legal immigrants to be able to stand on their own two feet and not become a financial burden on their soon-to-be fellow Americans, or whether it is stopping people from gaming the asylum system on our southern border. We have passed one rule after another. And interestingly, as much trouble as a lot of activists, really I should say a minority of activist judges have given us, the Supreme Court in particular has twice undone big, big injunctions against us and chastised the lower courts. I mean, they're starting to get tongue lashings from Justice Thomas, from Justice Gorsuch.
Well, that's because you're doing the job that Americans want you to do. Former Attorney General for the Commonwealth of Virginia. Follow this man right now at Homeland Ken, Acting Deputy Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. And my friends, if you haven't done so already, will you please join me in taking Balance of Nature? If you want to understand just how good this incredible product is, listen to my friend, New York radio show host, Joe Piscopo.
One thing you're going to notice immediately, Dr. Gorka, that you have more energy. And if you have a cold or if you have allergies, what happens for me is when I take Balance of Nature, all that goes away. Love Balance of Nature. So excited that now the great Dr. Gorka is doing Balance of Nature with all of us.
Thank you, Joe. And right now, if you join me in taking this incredible supplement that gives you 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables every time you take it, you get 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. Special code GORKA.
Tax problems can be extremely stressful and cause financial devastation. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville to be your personal advocate and resolve your IRS or state sales tax issues. J. David Tax Law focuses on your needs and case outcomes. Don't be fooled by out-of-town tax companies that focus only on signing you up without even working with an attorney. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. If you have federal or state sales tax debt, payroll taxes, bank levies, wage garnishments, tax liens, or unfiled returns, have a sit-down with J. David Tax Law and get the help you need. Never trust your tax situation to anyone you can't walk in and look in the eye.
Call J. David Tax Law for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or a phone call away.
Can the economy get even better in a second Trump term? We'll discuss in studio with Trump advisor Stephen Moore on the Next America First with me, Dr. G. Then recap the State of the Union with former special assistant to the president, Boris Epstein, and former acting attorney general, Matt Whitaker, will analyze the potential Senate acquittal of the president. Plus, as usual, our weekly crazy California update with Los Angeles radio host, Jennifer Horn.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
No active accidents, but there's still congestion on the East Beltway on I-295 northbound near Bay Meadows Road. Also on the West Beltway, 295 northbound approaching the Buckman Bridge, and on I-95 northbound approaching the Fuller Warren Bridge and the ramp to I-10. Mostly cloudy tonight, expect a low 59. Tuesday, more clouds and warm with a high up to 83.
Did you miss the best part of today's show? Did you know America First is available on YouTube, Facebook Live, and on the iTunes app? Just search for Sebastian Gorka and America First.
Yes, indeed. Join our club, America First, and also my cabinet, and you won't miss a thing. Incredible news report from McClatchy. I'm not a fan of McClatchy. They used to be journalists, not much anymore, but figures are figures. This is from Francesca Chambers, just the first line of the article. The Republican National Committee brought in a total of $117 million on online fundraising opposing the impeachment of President Trump since September until last Wednesday. In the process, not only did they raise $117 million during impeachment, they also registered 1 million new donors. That's how you win elections. I have to end today's show on a personal thank you. If you follow me on Twitter, Seb Gorka, if you follow me on Facebook, Sebastian Gorka, or on Instagram, Sebastian_Gorka, you saw a cryptic thank you, and I want to make it formal on the airways as well. I was out with Killian. What was it? Was it yesterday or the day before? It was Saturday, and I needed help. I was incapacitated, and finally, after I was on a main highway, and finally, after about 5 minutes, a man called Scott stopped in his large Ford SUV, in his white SUV, and actually came over to help me. So good Samaritans do exist. Your faith in mankind can be rekindled when acts like that happen. So Scott, wherever you are, I didn't get your last name. I didn't get the tag on your vehicle. But God bless you for what you did yesterday for me and Killian and helping us out. That's the spirit upon which our nation was built. And we need to see more of that. So don't give up. Don't give in. And trust that out there are guardian angels when you need them the most. We have posted, I think, every segment of the show on YouTube. So whether it's Kevin McCarthy, whether it's Donald Trump Jr., Rob Smith, Andrew Klavan, Joe Concha, the critical drinker. You need to check out his YouTube channel, Will Jordan, and we'll be posting Ken Cuccinelli's segment momentarily. They will be up on YouTube for you to catch up. And don't forget that on our website, sebgorka.com, every single show is on a permanent cycle. So if you missed anything, or if you want to introduce yourself or introduce others to this show and you don't know if they can listen to it where they are, simplest thing I always tell them, just go to the website, because you can listen and watch right there. sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay. Make sure that your head is on a swivel. Watch your six. Never give up. Never give in. And the motto of this show, stay frosty, my friends.